Lord, we come into your presence. Draw us near you, God. Draw us near you. Welcome to Meditations, where we learn to practice the presence of God. He's ever present, but so very often it's us who are not present. You know what I mean by that? We may be present physically, but we're not as tuned into and aware of God's presence as we should be. He's all around us in everything. He wishes to speak to us. And for the next few minutes, as much as is possible, just shut out everything around you and prepare to just be still and be quiet and focus on the scriptures I'm about to read. Pray with me now. Holy Spirit, we come into your presence. We desire to know you, to be strengthened by you, to be healed by you in our bodies and minds and spirits. We cast our cares upon you, and we invite you to come. For the next few minutes, I want to guide you and help you to just de-stress and relax and focus on God's presence. Why don't you invite the Holy Spirit to come right now and be with you? I'm going to be reading some scriptures about depression during this meditation. Depression has become a real problem in this world. Every day you hear about someone being so depressed that they kill themselves. Even young people and children. The suicide rate is actually higher among teenagers than among adults. The medical field is doing their best to help those they can with their medicines, and often there are legitimate chemical imbalances that can be helped by medicine. And if you're on an antidepressant, it's okay if it's helping you out, but that doesn't mean you still don't need to take care of that mental realm, our thoughts and worries and fears. And we must also consider that there's a spiritual dimension to everything. Our emotions are a function of our soul, and we need to be born again so our spirit is put in right relationship with God. Strongholds need to be torn down. We're supposed to fight that which comes against us with spiritual weapons that are given to us. As it is written, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Do you look on things after the outward appearance? If any man trusts to himself that he is Christ, let he of himself think this again, and that is, he is Christ. Even so are we Christ." 1 Corinthians 10, verses 3 through 7. Do you know what stronghold is? It's any dark place in you that the enemy can rule you from. It's something that is deep-seated. Something that makes you afraid, worried, depressed to the point that it sometimes cripples you from being a daily functional being. There are demonic spirits out there that want to set up shop, so to speak, and control you. If you're born again, you can't be demon-possessed and controlled against your will. But even Christians, though, can be oppressed. They can have strongholds, things that they've let build up in their mind and that they've given power to, they've given strength to, and now they've took on a life of their own, so to speak. You need to get free and pull those strongholds and things that bring you down. There is a spiritual dimension to depression that's more than often overlooked. These scriptures make it plain that we are the ones with God's help that must overcome these things. We do that by reprogramming our thinking by prayer and focusing on what the Word of God says. That's what we're going to do right now by looking at some scriptures. Are you ready? I'm going to read some scriptures dealing with depression. And as I read them, I want you to listen deeply in your spirit. Let it resonate in you. Ask God to help you focus on these scriptures and shut out all those other voices trying to distract you. I want you to focus on Him, being at peace. Take time right now to just get comfortable. Are you in a quiet place? Are you sitting comfortably? Sometimes it helps me to close my eyes as I ponder the scriptures. It's also very relaxing to take three big breaths, slowly inhaling through your nose and exhaling through your mouth. And each time you inhale, think about God's peace coming in. Are you smiling? Thinking about His presence and goodness? I hope so. When you exhale, think about all that negativity and all that stress just leaving your body. As you listen to these scriptures, really focus on them. Come into agreement with them. Enter into His presence. Now listen to what these scriptures say. Ponder them deeply, and most of all, listen. Really listen to what the Holy Spirit wants to speak into your life. The Lord goes before me. He will march with me. He will not fail me or let me go or forsake me. I will fear not, neither become broken in spirit or depressed or dismayed or unnerved with alarm. That's Deuteronomy 31:8. God is my shield, my glory, and a lifter of my head. That's Psalm 3:3. Some of you out there right now need your head lifted up. You remember how mom or dad, perhaps, or someone you care about that would just put their finger under your chin and they'd lift your head up and smile at you and make you feel so much better? I've had times like that my head was hanging so low that I needed God to just lift my head. The eyes of the Lord are on me and His ears are open to my cry. When I cry out, the Lord hears and delivers me out of all my troubles. That's Psalm 34, verse 15 and 17. I waited patiently and expectantly for the Lord. He inclined to me and He heard my cry. He drew me up out of a horrible pit, a pit of tumult and of destruction, out of the miry clay and froth and slime. And He set my feet upon a rock, steadying my steps and establishing my goings. And He has put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. That's Psalm 40, verses 1 through 3. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you cast down? I fix my eyes on God, and soon I'll be praising again. He puts a smile on my face. He is my God. That's Psalm 42:5. When my soul is cast down within me, I remember the Lord and His goodness to me. He commands His loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night His song shall be with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I say to myself, why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? I hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him, the help of my countenance and my God. That's so important, because in these scriptures it's talking about that you know, we have to focus on Him. We have to talk to ourselves sometimes. There's even psychologists that tell you that self-talk is very important. You got to talk to yourself. There's one place in the Bible that says David encouraged himself in the Lord. Sometimes no one else is around, but even if they are, you've got to come to that point to where you encourage yourself. I will cry to God with my voice, and He will give ear and hearken to me. In the day of my trouble, I seek and inquire of and desperately require the Lord. That's Psalm 77, verses 1 through 2. Because I've set my love upon the Lord, He will deliver me. He will set me on high. Because I know and understand His name, I have a personal knowledge of His mercy, love, and kindness. I trust and rely on Him, knowing that He will never forsake me, no, never. I shall call upon Him, and He will answer me. He will be with me in trouble. He will deliver me and honor me with long life, and the Lord Himself will satisfy me and show me His salvation. That's Psalm 91, verses 14 through 16. I fear not, for I shall not be ashamed, neither will I be confounded and depressed, for I shall not be put to shame. That's Isaiah 54:4. I arise, right now arise from your depression and prostration and circumstances that have kept you. Arise to a new life. I shine. Be radiant with the glory of the Lord, for my light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon me. That's out of Isaiah 60, verse 1. But God, who comforts and encourages and refreshes and cheers the depressed and the sinking, comforted and encouraged and refreshed and cheered me. That's 2 Corinthians 7:6. I humble myself under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt me in due time, casting all my care upon Him, for He cares for me. That's 1 Peter 5, verse 6 and verse 7. Let's pray right now, and let's just cast our cares upon Him. I want you to take that burden that just feels like it's just weighing you down, and I want you to just act like you just take it off a backpack or something, and you're just throwing it down, and lift your hands up like, man, the end of a journey. I'm so free. And you just can lift your hands up and just stretch them shoulder muscles, and you just feel so free. And just begin to just thank Him and praise Him. Maybe you don't feel like it right now. Maybe you're saying, I don't feel any better. Well, just begin to just worship Him in your own words. When you worship Him, you're just connecting to Him. You're speaking to Him. You're letting your spirit just pray within you. Bible says our spirit can make groanings with that we cannot even utter. So just let the tears flow. Let the praises go up to Him. Start thanking Him for it in advance, even if you don't feel it. And before long, then His Holy Spirit will just come into you, and He will just cleanse you, and He will just give you relief, or He'll give you some peace, or He'll give you some kind of assurance that you're going to be okay. Because you are. You're with Him. Holy Spirit, we come right now. And I pray for whoever's listening to this recording right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray You would just lift them up from their depression. Be the lifter of their head right now. Put Your arms around them, God. Let them feel, Lord God, that depression leaving their body like a child that's hugged up to their mother or their father, and they just feel that warmth and just feel it just flowing out of them. I just pull down their strongholds. I combine my faith with theirs, and I pray for them that these strongholds come down in the name of Jesus. I bind every demonic spirit or force or power that's set up shop and trying to oppress them. Every demonic spirit that's coming against them, I come against, and I resist in Jesus' name. And I can do this because it's written in Your word that if we submit ourselves to God and resist the devil, he must flee from us. And that means that he runs in terror away from us. And I command you, Satan, just to take your hands off of them in the name of Jesus Christ. God, I pray You bring the right people into their life. Get the wrong people out of their life. If they're on a doctor's care, I pray You would guide that doctor, whether he's a Christian or not. And You would just help him be able to treat this person. And I just pray, God, that they would just take this moment and take every day and take a little bit of time and just ponder these scriptures and to ponder Your word and to call upon You and let their mind become reprogrammed, Lord. I pray this in the name of Jesus. Now I want You to just take time to just relax, and I want You to ponder the scripture reading. I want You to listen for the Holy Spirit's voice inside of you. It's a still small voice. He's speaking to you. It's always hope. He always speaks to you from the inside out. Just take as long as you like. Practice His presence. Come into His presence. Maybe just thank and worship Him for a while. And when you're done, just open your eyes and take His presence with you wherever you go.